بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري، how they establish deen, what sacrifices they made. So this gives us an opportunity to reflect on our own lives, that when we see our own lives, when we see the challenges, how to face these challenges, we get to reflect on how to face these challenges by seeing the challenges faced by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Similarly, what different decisions they made in their lifetime, how they made those decisions. It gives us opportunity to learn how to also make those decisions in our lifetime. So let us start. We had reached the page of 126. And here we were talking about the different ways that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave da'wah. How he called different people towards Islam. So now we have reached the da'wah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave in the marketplaces. Hazrat Rabi bin Ibad radiallahu anh belonged to the Banu Dil tribe, who had all accepted Islam after passing through the period of ignorance. He narrates that during the period of ignorance, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the marketplace of Dhul Mazaj, saying to those gathered around him, "O people, say La ilaha illallah, and you will be successful." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being trailed by a squint, albeit handsome man whose hair was divided into two locks. He followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wherever he went and said to the people, "He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is an irreligious man and a liar." Hazrat Rabia bin Ibad radiallahu anh says that when he asked about the man, he was informed that the man was Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to run away from Abu Lahab, who persistently hounded him. Other narrations also mention that as people used to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there would be no one to say anything. However, he would never remain silent. Nothing will prevent him from propagation. Subhanallah, today, when we are also giving da'wah, we see that there is a form of anti-dawah, whether it's through different ways and different manners. It might be advertisement. We are telling people, inviting people towards the mosque, and dunya is inviting them to the cinemas. Dunya is inviting them to other things. So similarly, look, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being followed, he was being followed by Abu Lahab. And Abu Lahab would follow him. And persistently, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving da'wat, Abu Lahab was there to give the counter da'wat. So similarly, right now in our situation also, dunya is giving da'wat. Dunya is constantly giving da'wat. The fitna around us is constantly giving da'wat to people towards the wrongdoings. While we are giving da'wat to ourselves and to other people towards Islam, towards goodness, dunya is giving da'wat to people towards the wrongdoings, towards the wrong actions. But this should not prevent us from giving our da'wat. This should not prevent us. This should not put us down. But instead, it should make us stronger. That we see that the same treatment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got, that the same treatment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received, dunya is giving us. That shaitan is concentrating on giving the anti-da'wat. This means that, alhamdulillah, it shows that we are going in the right direction. So just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam handled this situation with patience, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he kept on going. He didn't let this deter him. He didn't let this demotivate him. He didn't let this demoralize him. He continued to give his da'wat. The dunya, the shaitan, the fitna, these things will always be there. We cannot stop this from happening. This does not mean we give up. We try in different manners. We try in one angle to give da'wah. We see that this approach is not working. We try in a different approach. When we see that approach is not working, we try in a different approach. Sometimes with soft words, sometimes with harsh words, sometimes being direct, sometimes being indirect. So many different ways of giving da'wah in calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every effort we make to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Islam, is rewarding. But at the same time, while we are doing da'wah, we should not think that we are better than other people. We should realize that we are in the most need of this da'wah. That we are in the most need of this da'wah. That we should pray and do dua that, Ya Allah, bring other people to us also that will give us da'wah to things that we are unaware of. Give us da'wah to those things that we do not have the ilm of. And like this, by us giving da'wah to each other and reminding each other, inshallah, we will slowly, slowly come onto the path of Islam. And this is what deen is, constant effort, the constant effort. Hazrat Tariq bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that he was in the Dhul Mazaj marketplace when a man passed by wearing a shawl with red threads. He was saying to the people, "Oh people, say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful." He was being trailed by another man who had injured the first man's heel and legs, causing them to bleed. The second man was saying, "Oh people, do not follow him because he is a liar." When Hazrat Tariq bin Abdullah asked the people who the men were, he was told that the first man is a man from the Banu Hashim who claims to be Allah's Rasul, and the other is his uncle, Abdul Uzza, Abu Luhab. A person from the Banu Malik ibn Kinana tribe narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Zul Mazaj marketplace saying to the people, "O people, say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful." Abu Jahl threw sand into the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, "Do not let this man deceive you into leaving your religion. He wants you to forsake your gods. He wants you to forsake Lat and Uzza." However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam paid no attention to him. When the narrator was asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said he was wearing two shawls with red. Do not let this man deceive you into leaving your religion. He wants you to forsake your gods. He wants you to forsake Lat and Uzza. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam paid no attention to him. When the narrator was asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said he was wearing two shawls with red threads. He was of medium height with a well-built body and extremely handsome face. His hair was very black and thick, and his complexion was extremely fair. The da'wah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave in the marketplace of Ukaz was already been mentioned in the chapter entitled "The Da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to various Arab tribes during the Hajj season." My dear respected brothers and sisters, look at the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he himself was going into the marketplaces. That every opportunity that he got, he would give da'wah. He would give da'wah to deen. And not only through his words, but through his akhlaq, through his manner, through his aiding people, through his tawazu, his humbleness, he used to call people towards Islam. That when people seen his characteristics, that what type of person he was, they started coming towards Islam, they started listening to what he said. But the kuffar, the disbelievers, they were worried that people will listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they will accept what he is saying and they will leave the religion of the forefathers. They will leave the religion of the idols. This is why that people followed him around while he was giving da'wah and they announce that this guy, this person is a liar, that do not listen to him, this person is a liar. And sometimes they were also violent with him. This was the sacrifice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made. Who are we today? Today when we give dawah and someone tells us something and we start complaining, we start shouting, we start screaming that, oh, look, this person is trying to stop us from giving dawah. Look at the mannerism of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the mannerism. He still kept going. He still kept moving forward. He still kept giving dawah. And this is exactly what is happening in the dunya today, as mentioned before. This is exactly what is happening when we are giving dawah. They say, no, don't listen to these people. These people are old school religion. These people are old school Islam. These people are calling you to that Islam which is old now. This is what people tend to say. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam invites his close relatives to Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam addresses Fatima and Safiya radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gathered his family members when Allah revealed the verse, وَأَنذِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first warn your closest relatives about the punishment due to those who reject Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Safiya, the daughter of Abdul Muttalib, O children of Abdul Muttalib, ask me whatever you wish from my wealth, but I can give you nothing from Allah. I cannot assist you against Allah's punishment. See, this is the responsibility of our responsibility today also, that our family, they have a right over us. And if we know that they are doing incorrect practices, we have to, in a very smart, very clever way, try and make them understand, try and make them realize that this is incorrect. We should not immediately go forward and say, brother or cousin brother or uncle, this what you are doing is wrong. No, this is not the manner. This is not the manner when we are dealing with people who are unaware what they are doing is wrong. When they have personal mistakes, we have to deal with them in a manner with love. We have to deal with it in a manner of understanding. That we sit with them, we talk to them, we give them dawah. Slowly we show them our own characteristics, we show them our own mannerisms. We show them our own goodness that deen has given us, that we have learned through deen. We sit with them and we read about the story of the prophets, alayhimu salam. We read about the story of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. We sit with them and we just tell them a story from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We tell them about some of the miracles of the different anbiya alayhimu salam. This way we get them interested in Islam. And every now and then, as we give them dawah, as we talk to them and we get their interest into Islam, and we are doing dua for them and we are doing dua for ourselves, and we're constantly worrying about them and asking for guidance for them and for ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see how they slowly start to change. We will see how they will slowly start coming to Islam, how they will slowly start understanding Islam. How they will slowly start understanding Islam, how their hearts, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open their hearts to the deen. Because of our worry and concern, because of through our du'as, through our fikr, through our worry and concern, through our prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us a means of guidance for them, inshaAllah. And if not us, if we keep making dua for them, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring someone else who can make them understand better than we can, and they will call them towards the religion of Allah, inshallah. So inshallah, today was the first, or I would say the second day back from Ramadan, and so we will end here for today, inshallah. Inshallah, next week we will carry on reading from where we left off, or we may switch to another bab, another chapter, inshallah, because we have read many stories from this same chapter. And our maqsad is not to finish the book. Our maqsad is to learn from the book, to learn from the different chapters of the book, to learn from the different accounts given by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So inshallah, we will make an effort to continue next week. Maybe we will continue from a different chapter. And inshallah, we hope to also start Talimul Haq, Fiqh, how to pray salah, how to do wuzu regarding purity, etc. Inshallah, hopefully, if everything goes according to schedule, we intend to start that next week on Monday, inshallah. Jazakallah for joining us today, inshallah. And inshallah, we hope to meet you in the next live stream, inshallah, which will happen next week. Jazakallahu khair. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.